Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, February 19th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to speak with Pastor Eric Hambrook from Love, Inc. and talk about their Founders Day celebration coming up. Right now in studio, we've got some of the students from RAMS and their FACT organization. We're going to be talking to them and about their initiatives, some tips, responses, and programs and the different things that they are up to. What I would like to do first is kind of go down the line here and let you all introduce yourselves. We'll start right here.
Hello, my name is Mia Dine.
Mia, thank you for being here.
Hello, my name is Sage.
Sage, thanks for being here.
And I'm Emily.
Emily, thanks for being here. Appreciate you. Great job, you guys. You've already nailed this. You were already killing this interview. Well, good work, good work. I want to right away a note to the audience, though. There might be some confusion or maybe some misunderstanding or what have you, because we just talked to a FACT organization. But Mia, there's a different FACT group for different grades. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great. That's good to know. And it kind of clears up a little bit and understandable why that would be. You know, for different grades would be different, you know, concerns. It's a lot of us are very removed from high school, very removed from high school. It's been a long time, guys. There are certain things that even I remember from high school. And one of them, the differences of 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th grade, how much life changes, how many different things are and different concerns. So the point of having a different FACT group for different grades, is that how it works out for almost all the grades in junior high, high school, all that? Mia?
Yeah.
Excellent. Do you guys collaborate? Do you guys talk to each other and work together at all?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting. So what I'd like to start off with is some of the initiatives that you guys have. And we'll kind of start right there. And I believe that, Mia, you have that for us, right? Or I'm sorry. I knew I was going to do it at least once. I get one time to mess up names. That's it. But you had some of those for us.
Oh, yeah, some of the events we did?
And yes, I wanted to start with, we can start with events. Yeah, what have you guys been up to?
So for FACT, we did a drawing for a Starbucks gift card or a wellness and stress kit that we gave out to the RAM students. We posted a letter. It states, "We know that this is a busy time of year. There's homework, friends, after-school activities, and the changing of seasons. To make this time of year less stressful and to promote wellness, we wanted to share with you some tools and materials to help. Mental health is important. This winter season, let's make sure we're reaching out and taking care of each other. Enjoy some self-care materials. Be well and talk soon. RAMS FACT." And so we had kids write down on a big sheet of poster things that they, that one way that they can relieve stress in a healthy way. And we got a lot of answers. Sweets, candies, and chocolate are a Valentine's Day tradition. Unfortunately, tobacco products like little cigars and e-cigarettes have those flavors too. Candy-flavored tobacco products can be deceiving, but they have the same dangers as unflavored products. Teens like me see flavored tobacco products every time we enter a gas station or even a convenience store. As a member of FACT, a youth-driven advocacy movement spreading the truth about tobacco, I know how important it is for my peers and community to be aware of all the risks and deceiving tactics tobacco companies use to lure youth. To learn more about the work of FACT groups throughout the state, visit factmovement.org.
Well done. Well done. Very well written. You know, you guys remind me of something. I have Sheriff Sean Becker in once a month, and I get to talk to him. And one of the things that Sean and I have talked about a lot is ending the revolving door of crime and your repeat criminals and some of that. So when it comes to that, there's a couple of ways of key ways of doing that. One of the main ways of doing it is just asking, well, why did you commit this crime? What happened in your life to make you want to do this? And by asking that question, so many answers were brought to him. And so many of them came back to mental health. And it's not that different when we're talking about vaping or cigarette smoking or anything at any age, especially when you're young. People don't do this, traditionally, don't pick up a vape or a cigarette when their life is perfect, when they think they're like, you know, or something like that. It's usually a stressor or something like that going on. And as adults, we forget sometimes of how stressful it can be to be a teenager, how stressful it can be to be in school. And I think that for some, it's so eye-opening to be able to hear from you guys and hear from what you are concerned with, because it not only gives us an idea of what's going on, which is very important, and we need to listen to kids more and more in this day and age, but it's also helpful in this regard of, well, the best way to attack this topic is together. Is adults and kids and sharing information and talking to each other and understanding that this really does begin with mental health. So the idea of approaching that and that what you're doing there, I think, is not only helpful and smart to your peers on a number of levels, but certainly with the initiatives and what you guys are trying to do with the FACT organization here and really bringing down those numbers of young people vaping or smoking and all of that. It's a really smart move, and it's a very well written piece too. That's great. That's really good. How was that received? Was that received well?
I think so. Sure. Kids around started contributing more to the FACT organization, and we had a lot of kids, commit, and a lot of kids, even the ones who vaped and smoked, and it was visible to us. They contributed to the stress thing, and they really helped us.
Very cool. Very cool. Good to hear. And Sage, I wanted to ask you about the Voices Initiative. I see that was something that you guys also did.
Yes. So we gave kids the Unfiltered Youth Voice Initiative card. It asks them, how has vaping and nicotine impacted your life? And we got a couple of answers, my brother was peer pressured to try a vape at school. This broke our relationship and trust with each other. Then he started dating this girl, and it got worse, especially because he was vaping and lying about it. This broke my heart because I couldn't even talk to my brother, knowing that he would do something like that. Age 12. There's another one saying, one of my best friends vaped. I didn't know that she did that. She asked me to try it, but I didn't vape with her. She's not my friend anymore. Age 14. We gave kids these cards because we wanted to raise awareness about the marketing tactics used by the tobacco and nicotine industry. We wanted to provide a platform for youth to discuss the impact of nicotine on their lives, educate decision makers about the harmful effects of these products on young people and communities, and we wanted to offer resources to support young people in overcoming nicotine addiction.
That's very eye-opening. It's a little heartbreaking hearing those ages and hearing some of that and everything. But that is really eye-opening and helpful. I imagine for us as adults. I can only imagine for you and the organization and for you and your peers. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why the work that you guys are doing is important. There's a number of things here that we can get into, but I want to stick with a couple of the work that you guys are doing. And I see that there was a Tricks Not Treats project. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about that a little bit? Who's got that one for us? So you got.
So Tricks and Treats was this Halloween-based nicotine tobacco prevention thing. So what we did is we went out to our cafeteria lunches, 6th through 8th grade, I'm pretty sure, and we took some Halloween candy, and we asked kids a lot of questions, a variety of questions, about how tobacco and vaping can be, bad for you or what it can do, maybe what kind of ingredients it has in it. And we put out some posters to help spread the awareness. And kids, whoever answered an appropriate and healthy response, they got a piece of candy.
Oh, that's awesome. Great job, Shirley. No, I'm joking, Sage. I'm joking. I'm just teasing you. But I appreciate that. I appreciate that answer very much. And I'm just going to completely mess up your guys' names for the whole interview. I apologize. But in part, because I'm very focused on the topic. And I think it's very important. I will admit, I've talked about this before on the air, I never was a cigarette smoker until I got late in life and I started going to bars and my friends were, and I started to then. And I stopped 15 years ago, I think it was, somewhere around there. And didn't really think much of stopping, didn't really think much of what it would do other than, to be honest with you, I didn't like the control it had over me. And I grew up with a father who had a very serious addiction and didn't want to spend the rest of my life like that, learning from his example. So I stopped, and so many different things that nobody really told me about opened up. Food tastes amazing. Like, my taste buds came back, like, in full force. I liked foods I didn't even know I liked. The money that I saved, certainly, was huge for me. I work in radio. We don't have a lot, guys. It really helped. And these things were important to me, and I started sharing them with friends, and they started to do more of this. And then we see a society go in a direction that, to be honest with you, when I was your guys' age, if somebody had told me this, I would have laughed at them. But you walk into most gas stations now, and when I was a kid, there was hundreds of brands in there, and every different style and size and color and everything else. And now that's been brought down to a very small amount of cigarettes that are in stores. Still too many for some, and I don't disagree with that, but I do think that you can't get forward without, you know, appreciating the progress that has been made. But then with that comes the vaping, and as the rise of that, and so much of these, and we're kind of back where we were with cigarettes. Where the idea of back in the 50s and 40s when they were marketing the kids and things like that, now we're back here with vaping. So the work that you're doing is so important and so key to stopping this and keeping this. What an adult does is what an adult does. We're not talking about that. We're talking about kids. And when it comes to people your ages, it is incumbent on us to hear you out on this subject. I think that we've learned a little bit from this, and we need to keep learning that people making decisions that it doesn't affect them, they need to hear from people that it actually affects. They really do. Whether we're talking about politicians or our parents or anybody else, need to start listening to that stuff. They're going to hear you when you do things like this organization, when you come together as this, because this is not something that you've done out of anything other than a passion for the subject. And I really admire that. I think that's really noteworthy. I did want to talk a little bit as well about some other things. And Mia, you had something else that we wanted to touch on. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so at Rams, we are trying to figure out an alternate to suspension kind of program thing. So then kids that vape or use different kind of things like that don't just get suspended. They actually get support and the help they need to quit vaping and smoking and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to enter into all this?
Well, it's one of those topics. It's a topic that I imagine can be very, it's tough to begin with. It's even tough from an adult to an adult to talk to each other about this stuff sometimes, let alone at that age. Getting people to open up about things that are close to them, that are important, or that they might have shame about. Because that's, when I hear you talking about this, one of the first things I think of is the shame that you can have with things. The idea of some of the stories that you shared with us about some of the testimonials there to this. They speak to what we're talking about here. And that we don't want that shame to keep people from seeking help or reaching out to a friend or somebody like that. And that's just on a personal friend level, let alone on the level of our principals or different people in charge. And I've talked to our superintendent about this. I've talked to a number of principals in the area about this subject and how important it is for them, for you guys to know and for students to understand that they're not looking to get people in trouble. They're looking people to stop. That's all. And wanting to make a correction there. I think that's a key part of this. And the idea of not punishing people is only going to help. And statistically, this actually, we see the stats of this, get more kids to come forward and talk about this and be open about this. Did you have something else, Mia, you wanted to touch on there?
So one of the programs we are trying to start is NOT. NOT is taught by a trained and certified adult in 10, 50-minute sessions. It is most effective in small groups, format 6 to 10 participants, that emphasize teamwork. The easy-to-use methods help teens quit by addressing total health in order to develop and maintain positive behaviors. Participants will talk about the importance of physical activity, nutrition, enhancing their sense of self-control, and improving life skills such as stress management, decision-making, coping, and interpersonal skills. Additionally, they will learn to identify their reasons for smoking or vaping, healthy alternatives to tobacco use, and finding people who will support them in their efforts to quit. intervention for nicotine dependence. Education prevents tobacco and health in depth is new. Convenient alternatives to suspension or citations that help schools and communities address teens' vaping problems in more supportive ways and focuses on punitive measures. In-depth is an interactive program that teaches students about nicotine dependence, establishing healthy alternatives, and how to kick the unhealthy addictions that got them into trouble in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Nicely done, Mia. Nicely done. You got a great voice for this, by the way. You got a great voice for radio. Ladies, I know that you had something else you wanted to add to this.
Yes. So one of the reasons why we do these initiatives and programs is because kids at this age and in this grade level, they really don't want to be at school. They want to go home. And while they're at home, they can still use like these nicotine and vaping products. And we really would like to stop that because even if we stop them from doing it at school and we support them to stop, they can still do it at home. And a lot of kids just, they feel the need to lie about it to like teachers and counselors and people like that.
All right. And we really want to point out the fact that it's not the kids' fault. It might be the guardian's fault. And marketing nowadays, they bring in flavors like cotton candy and different variety of fruits just to lure kids in. And we don't think that's fair to the kids, so we're trying to spread awareness about this and show the marketing that they can't win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. Yeah, nicely done, you guys. Very well done. I did want to mention, going back to the testimonials a little bit, that while you had read two of them, there was actually more than that.
Yeah, there were like hundreds of them, and mm-hmm. we sent a lot of them to the legislatures, and there were many testimonials, and we said something about the ages, and we said this because we wanted to show that there are people who are being affected by this in a number of age limits, like people from 12 to even 10-year-olds, like they have to deal with this, and high schoolers, and that's why FACT is not just a high school. It's not just a middle school, mm-hmm. it's also a high school group now.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And again, thank you for all the stats and the data, the time today, and the great work that you guys have put into this one. As we're getting close to wrapping up, I would like to go down the line because I'm curious of the response from your peers, from your fellow classmates, how they have responded to this group when they hear you're a part of it or when you talk about it. And I'll start with you.
When I tell like people in my grade that like what FACT is about and what we're doing, they're very interested in it and they're very supportive and they would love to help in any way they possibly can. So I just really like how even though they're not a part of FACT, they're still willing to help with the projects that we are trying to pursue.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's good to hear.
So when I talk to my friends about it, they're obviously very they talk about how, like, they just walk around and they see people smoking and vaping and they don't like it because they don't want to have their health be affected by other people's decisions. And one of the things that I really felt when I joined FACT was, while I may be comfortable with going to the bathroom and walking around my school, other people aren't because they're afraid that they'll get caught because they're around someone who's doing this and that they'll get in trouble for something that wasn't their choice. They're afraid to just go to the bathroom, and that isn't something that people our age should be dealing with.
I took a little bit of a more negative side because I was in some contact with some pretty defiant people about vaping, and really, FACT just tried to open their eyes about it. And they saw that when they hide in, like, the bathrooms or maybe even in the halls, they're affecting other people besides themselves. It's not only you, but if you need help, please get some. That's what we're trying to spread. And they really opened their eyes to it, and they really helped contribute to the fact that everyone is here, not just them, and that they can stop it.
Hmm. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Very well done. Very well said. And you guys have done great in this segment. As we're wrapping up, I actually, Gretchen, if you wouldn't mind grabbing that microphone. We've had Gretchen sitting here. She's a Rams advisor, and she's been doing great work with these kids, and I appreciate that, Gretch. If parents, if adults out there listening would like to help, would like to be a part of anything, are we able to? Are we able to help in any way? Can we just even share the information you guys have?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really important for the community to hear the voices of the kids and their testimonials. If you know somebody in the community has a student in our school that is struggling with that, they can refer them to the NAT program, which is voluntary. The in-depth program is obviously the alternate to suspension, so it would be mandatory. We just want to find ways to support kids when they're struggling. And I think the community could help us in supporting the kids, you know, making sure that things are in compliance and, you know, they're being mindful of if they use these devices, you know, taking care of them so they don't get in the hands of youth. Mm-hmm. So, and that's also there's, you know, if you go to the American Lung Association, there's a lot of resources for adults struggling with nicotine and tobacco addiction as well.
Great points. And geez, I just threw a curveball at her and she knocked it out. Nicely done, girl. She wasn't even going to talk in this segment. It just jumped out and gave us some great stuff. That's really good. You guys nailed this. Well done, all three of you. Very good work. Almost too good. I need this job. Please don't take my job. Please, I need this work, you guys. No, really good work. Keep up the great stuff. And looking forward to having you guys back because we want to keep up to date with this organization and what's going on with it. Maybe we'll talk again come spring or something like that and see how things are developing and going. But thank you very much for the time and informing us old people a little bit more about what's going on in the schools and everything, and especially about this great organization. I encourage people to find out more, not only about this, but keeping a look in all the things going on in our education system and our schools and around here. Thanks for the time, you guys. Nice work.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.